Morning Watch. Training on Joshua, Judges, and Ruth Review, Week 2. Message 11. Boaz and Ruth typifying Christ and the Church. Friday related verses. Ruth 2:1-2:14. Now Naomi had a relative of her husband's, a man of great wealth from Elimelech's family, and his name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabitess said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after him, in whose sight I find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." And Boaz said to her at mealtime, "Come here and eat some food, and dip your morsel in the vinegar." And she sat beside the reapers, and he extended some parched grain to her. And she ate and was satisfied. And she had some left. Ruth 4:9-10. And Boaz said to the elders and all the people, "You are witnesses today that I buy from Naomi's hand all that was Elimelech's, and all that was Chilion's and Mahlon's. Furthermore, Ruth the Moabitess, the wife of Mahlon, I acquire as my own wife, so that I may raise up the dead man's name upon his inheritance, and the dead man's name may not be cut off from among his brothers and from the gate of his place. You are witnesses today." Ephesians 3:8. To me, less than the least of all saints, was this grace given to announce to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ as the gospel. Philippians 1:19. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. Isaiah 54:5. For your Maker is your husband, Jehovah of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer. He is called the God of all the earth. 2 Corinthians 1:21-22. But the one who firmly attaches us with you unto Christ and has anointed us is God. He who has also sealed us and given the Spirit in our hearts as a pledge. Ephesians 5:28-29. In the same way, the husbands also ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. For no one ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it, even as Christ also the Church. 2 Corinthians 12:9. And he has said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might tabernacle over me." Message 11. Boaz and Ruth typifying Christ and the Church. At the beginning, Joshua typifies Christ in bringing God's chosen people into God's ordained blessings. As typified by Joshua, Christ has brought us into the good land, has taken possession of the land for us, and has allotted the land to us as our inheritance for our enjoyment. Christ has gained the good land for us, and eventually he is the good land for us to enjoy. At the end, Boaz typifies Christ in other aspects. In particular, he typifies Christ as our husband for our satisfaction. Boaz typifies Christ in two aspects. As a man rich in wealth and generous in giving, Boaz typifies Christ, whose divine riches are unsearchable and who takes care of God's needy people with his bountiful supply. Sadly, in their experience, many of today's Christians do not have Christ in his riches, and they do not have him as the husband. In the Church, we have Christ as our riches, and we also have him as our husband. In Ephesians, Paul speaks of the unsearchable riches of Christ. He speaks also of Christ as the husband of the Church. In Revelation, our husband is unveiled as the Lamb, the redeeming God. The Bible reveals, therefore, that Christ with his unsearchable riches is our husband. In the last two chapters of the Bible, we see that Christ, the Lamb, is our husband, and that we, the believers in Christ, are the Lamb's wife. As a kinsman of Mahlon, the dead husband of Ruth, who redeemed the lost right of Mahlon's property and took Mahlon's widow, Ruth, as his wife for the producing of the needed heirs, Boaz typifies Christ in redeeming the church and making the church his counterpart for his increase. Ruth, being the widow of the dead husband redeemed by Boaz, who cleared the indebtedness of her dead husband for the recovery of the lost right of her dead husband's property, typifies the church with her old man as her crucified husband, redeemed by Christ, who cleared away her old man's sin for the recovery of the lost right of her fallen natural man created by God. Ruth, after being redeemed by Boaz, becoming a new wife to him, typifies the church, after being saved through the regeneration of the church's natural man, becoming the counterpart of Christ. Just as the redeemed Ruth became a new wife to Boaz, so the saved and regenerated church has become his new wife, his counterpart, in the organic union with him. Let us now consider further how, in typology, the various aspects of Ruth's situation apply to us today. In God's creation, Ruth was good, but she became fallen in Adam. When she turned to Israel, she believed in the saving God and was redeemed. Then, having become a new person, she married Boaz and became his new wife. As signified by the type of Ruth and her dead husband, Ruth's natural part created by God and her fallen part cooperated to assume to be the husband, forsaking God as the husband. This husband was the main part of her old man, which was composed of her God-created part and her fallen part. The old man, as the illegal husband, made many mistakes and incurred a great deal of debt, thereby selling himself and losing his right as a God-created being because of his sins. After Ruth's husband died, she was not only a widow, but was also in a condition of indebtedness. The only way out of this condition was to be united in marriage to the proper person. When Ruth married Boaz, she was redeemed for her indebtedness, and she became his new wife for the producing of the needed heirs. This is a picture of our situation today. Christ, our husband, died to redeem us and to clear the indebtedness caused by the sins of our old man. Then in resurrection, he, as the life-giving spirit, regenerated us to make us, as created, fallen and redeemed persons, a new creation married to him. Now in the organic union between Christ and us, we can bring forth Christ and spread Christ for his increase.